Holding. Yes, darling. Yes, dear. Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes, dear. A little louder, dear.
I will try.
Yes.
Sometimes it is more difficult.
Yes.
But I don't want you to be disappointed.
No, no. The weather has been very unsettled this week.
You?
Hmm? The weather?
The weather?
Hmm. It's not very nice.
No.
Mm.
It is very nasty weather.
Mm. Did you see I got something very...
Violet? Violet?
Violet, darling, yes.
Thank you very much.
I thought I would like to get a bunch of violets for you this morning. You don't often see them, mind you. But
they are very beautiful.
I saw them this morning.
I think they are very beautiful.
Yes.
Darling?
Yes, darling.
Oh, I wish I could talk to you.
Yes, darling, you're talking to me.
I'm trying very hard.
Yes, no, you're talking to me. I can hear you, dear.
But it is difficult.
No, no. I can hear you now.
You are not getting deaf.
No, I am not so bad. Thank God many people become very deaf when they are 60.
But you are not deaf?
No.
You have very good hearing.
Yes, darling.
Now can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I thought at first they weren't going
to. No, no, I can hear you.
Difficulty.
I can hear you very well.
My best,
you know. Yes, darling. I can hear you very well.
No. I'm very close to you.
Yes, sweetheart. I know that. You know, I sometimes wonder, I said...
Did you get wet?
No, darling.
All the rain, you know.
When
I thought you might get very wet.
I try and get a taxi, but even the taxis are difficult to find, you know, in London. But we had no rain to speak of the whole winter, so
no.
It must come sometime. You see, even in Sweden, there is no rain. March and April were so dry and sunny.
I know.
Yeah. And so naturally, people are getting short of water and towns wonder what will happen in the summer, because in the summer, the lakes and tanks get short.
I am so happy to come and talk to you.
Yes, darling, I
have looked forward to it so much, you know.
Yes, darling.
It means so much to me.
And I'm so happy that Leslie has promised to let me have time in August again. I will stay 2 weeks then.
That would be better.
Yes. And then in autumn, before the winter, in October, I come again. You see? So we'll have a good time then.
Is he all right?
What, darling?
Is Mr. Flint all right?
Yes, he's a little tired because he
has
been...
I thought he looked... You know, I don't know, but I think he is tired, huh?
Yeah, because, he had a late night last night. There's a film company doing a film of him. Yes, and, there's a Rudolph Valentino film.
I don't know, but I think the part is not perhaps as good
as...
Yes,
exactly.
But I find it a little more difficult.
Yes, because
I cannot let you go home without a little farewell talk to you.
Because, you see, he had a late night.
Oh, what a pity.
And
perhaps, I don't know, but I am not going to...
No, no, darling, I know.
Tell you.
Yes.
I would not do that.
No.
Something would have to be drastic.
Yes, yes.
If I have to do it. But I'm so thrilled, you know, that we are able to talk together again.
Yes, darling.
It has been so long.
Yes.
So long.
Yes. But I feel you so near me every day.
Always know I'm near you.
Yes, I know that.
Always.
Yes.
And see the little too.
And sometimes when I'm in the kitchen, I feel you are holding my hand.
Of course.
And making me do what you want me to do.
I do.
Yes, I know. And sometimes I think this is even better than what she used to do herself, because you teach me.
Well, I try to help you.
Yes, I know.
In every way
yes.
I can, you know.
I feel you in the kitchen every moment.
I have to watch you in the kitchen to make sure you do it properly. But you do very well. I think you think I'm quite a good cook.
Yes. You know, soups are my specialty.
I know. You are quite good at it.
Yes. Of course, they don't need much cooking either.
No.
You see?
And what? The packet. Packet.
The one?
And the packet.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Oh, you're quite clever.
Yeah, darling. One has to...
You have to learn,
yes,
how to
right.
take care
yes.
of yourself.
Yes, exactly. Darling.
But you do very well.
Yes.
You do not seem to read so much.
And the trouble is, darling, for reading one must have time to concentrate what you're reading on. I've got plenty of... But if there's something I want to read, I will read it quickly. And leave everything aside.
I think the violets are beautiful.
Yes, I love them.
They really are very beautiful.
Do you know, last year I tried to grow them in the flat.
Yes, I know.
But
no good.
But no good.
No.
They must grow out in the open, you see. And they won't take kindly to growing indoors. But there is a... These are what you might call cultivated violets.
Cultivated?
Yes. That
you
means,
mean in the hothouse?
Yes. And
they are not...
They are after the violas.
They are very beautiful.
Yes. But the wild violet that grows in the forest.
Ah.
That's a small flower. You know?
I know.
And it's about a quarter the size of this flower. And it has got also wonderful fragrance. But that was what I got. But it wouldn't grow indoors.
I'm still here.
Yes, darling.
I guess you think I have gone.
No, no, no.
Isn't it stupid? I think all the time.
Yes.
I try so hard.
How is Peter and Sybil?
Well, they're both here.
Yes,
I was hoping perhaps today they could speak to
you. Yes, darling. My teacher is very, very shy.
No.
Huh?
No.
Yes, she's up.
No.
Yes, darling.
Hello.
I'm listening.
I'm here.
Yeah? Here. Yes, darling. Sibylla? Yes, she's up.
Hello.
I'm so happy to hear you. Yes, she's up. Yes, darling. Yes, Peter.
We sent you all our love.
Yes, thank you, darling. You have all mine. I love you both.
I wish I could speak as well as Mama.
No, doesn't matter, darling. I know you're with Mama.
When I get used to it, I will be able to.
Yes. Yes.
We are very happy.
Yes, darling.
One day we shall all be together.
Yes, darling.
Always remember.
Yes, darling.
All my love, Dada.
Thank you, Lily. Thank you, Siddharth. I love you.
Peter.
Peter, darling. I am so glad to hear you.
I just wanted you to know I was here.
Yes.
And I give you all my love and all my blessings.
Thank you, darling.
Mama is so
I'm happy. Always thinking of you, Siddharth.
Mama is so happy that you come and talk
yes.
to us.
Yes.
But if I do not get a chance to say any more to
you. None. That's all right.
I
Yes.
I
yes.
Mama wants to speak.
Yes. Yes, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you.
Did you hear?
Yes, darling. I had them.
Very much.
Yes, I had them very well, darling.
But they are not so used to it as I am.
Yes.
But they do quite well.
Yes, they did very nice.
I'm so thrilled.
Yes.
I keep saying the same things.
Yes, darling.
Because I'm so happy.
Yes.
So excited.
Yes, darling.
The poor man is so tired.
No, talking about me, I think.
Yes, yes. No, of course, I think he needs a little sleep.
I hope next time Yes. When you come, he will not go to any parties.
No. You know, he's going to have a long holiday in the month of July.
July?
Yes, the whole month.
Why doesn't he not come to Sweden?
I don't know.
That would be wonderful. But then perhaps it would not be a holiday because we would want him to give us the opportunity to talk to each other.
That's right.
We must not be selfish.
I think...
You are going home on Monday?
I'll go home on Monday evening, darling. And a direct flight, so I have no problem of changing and...
No.
No.
You go on the night plane?
Yes, on the night plane. I arrive home about 10 o'clock, 10, 11.
At night?
At night, yes. So Monday, whole day I am here.
What are you going to do with yourself over there Monday?
Darling, I had the plan to meet Peter Bender.
Oh, yes. I don't think I know of him.
Yes.
You're going to his house?
Yes, he is bringing out a new paper called Psychic Researcher.
Oh?
A monthly sort of magazine. He wants to be the publisher for that magazine.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose it could be a success.
Yes, I hope so.
But you do have the papers, the spirit papers,
yes.
Huh?
Yes, that's right.
Sometimes I see you reading them.
Yes.
And the magazine.
Yes.
But you know, I notice you have got several magazines.
Yes.
Of mine.
Yes.
Old ones.
Yes, that's right. You're right.
You still have kept them all these years.
Do you know why?
Because I have touched them, I suppose.
No. I had taken them to you when you were in the hospital.
I know, but they were the last ones.
Yes, that's right.
That, you know, yes, and I suppose for sentiment you keep them.
Well, I can't have them.
I know, but all my clothes and jewelry,
yes,
everything that you still keep.
But because I tell you, the other day when we were talking, very often things we have loved, books,
I know,
personal things, we take the replica of them.
I know.
With us?
I know.
Whether you are conscious of it or not, we do.
I know.
And even the clothes.
Yes, I know.
You see? So, it is understandable. But of course, there are not many people sufficiently old to realize that degree of sensitiveness, you see.
Is your hair going thin?
Well, it is growing thin on the top, my friend.
I could not help but notice.
But I tell you, my grey hairs are disappearing and they're turning black again.
Really?
Yeah, so people tell me. It's just, you're 75 and you haven't got any white hair in your head.
Well, you are remarkable.
And I said, well, I'm getting thin on top. I can't go out without the hat, yes, because I feel cool on the top. And quite a lot of people go without a hat. But I said, I feel cold on the top because the skin is thin, very thin, like a film on the top of your head.
And you don't wear hat?
Yes.
No hat?
No hat.
But you have an umbrella.
Yes, of course.
That is very important, this wet weather.
Yes.
I was very worried about you yesterday.
Well,
I thought you would catch the cold.
Yes. Do you know, I came this time without an umbrella.
I know.
Because...
But I saw you with an umbrella.
But listen...
And I don't think you buy it.
But...
I did not see you
buy it. I immediately went and bought one this time. Another umbrella.
No, but I saw you with a funny umbrella.
Yeah, that's right.
Like a thing that you fold up in.
Yeah, that's right. That
most peculiar umbrella.
Yeah, that was Leslie's umbrella.
I have to laugh at it, and you have some trouble with it.
Yes, exactly.
It seems to be going inside out.
Yeah, that's right.
Funny umbrella.
And
I don't remember seeing you buy it.
No. I had the loan of it from Leslie yesterday.
Oh, that is it.
And I brought
one you bought.
Yes, and I brought it back this morning.
Oh?
And I went and bought immediately another new umbrella.
A long one.
A long one.
A proper umbrella.
Yes, that's right. And I said, well, it's no good my going without umbrella in this weather.
I don't want you to catch cold.
No, no.
Because it is bad, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
But you keep very good your health.
Darling, you watch over me.
I watch over you, yes, but you look after yourself.
Yes, of course.
And you take your vitamin.
Of course I have to, darling, because I know you can't do the things.
No.
What I should do myself.
You are so anxious to come here,
yes,
to be with me, and yet you do everything you can to stay.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
While you are here, you must keep
there. I know. I am teasing you.
Yes,
but one day we shall be together, and that is all that really matters.
But I tell you, the finest thing would be if I come all to you in sleep.
Ah, that would be wonderful.
You see?
But you do come to me in your sleep.
Yes, that is true. Yes.
But permanently.
Permanently, yes.
Perhaps when the time
comes. But you have told me that will happen.
I am sure it will.
Yes.
It will be very quiet.
And you have told me that you'll never see a doctor.
I am sure you will not need a doctor.
No.
And I know that you will come here quietly.
Yes.
And peacefully.
Because
in your sleep. I feel sure this is so.
I have seen so much of hospitals.
I know. Sleep. You don't want to see
them. It depresses me.
I know.
Yes.
But we mustn't talk about it. Let us just think of the happiness that is to come.
You know, just before I was coming, I very seriously thought of smallpox vaccination, because there were some outbreaks in London.
Oh?
And they were vaccinating people who come from England to Sweden before they could leave the boat.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, well, I don't want this trouble when I am going to London. And so I had to go to a doctor to find out whether it was necessary. And then they told me that wait and see. If there's no more outbreak in London, then you don't bother. And so I did.
I don't think it was necessary.
No.
But, darling,
you know, it used to upset you every time.
And the after effects, you know, have been nasty.
Yeah, very nasty.
For some people.
Yeah.
And I was allergic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, you are very allergic.
And I know one thing I am very allergic to, and that is you. I shall always love you.
Thank you, darling.
And eventually we'll be together.
Thank you, darling.
This I know.
Yeah.
This is what makes everything so wonderful.
You know,
why I can be so happy.
Yes.
And you can be happy because you know.
Yes,
eventually
yes.
We'll be together.
And
oh,
you know,
I wish you were not going back to.
Darling, you know
so soon.
Yeah, you know I love you.
I know.
Yes, you know.
Darling, I have to go.
No, darling, not so early.
Well, I think there is difficulty.
Uh-huh.
But I did not want you to be disappointed.
No, darling.
But
yes, Sita.
I love to you.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, I love to you.
Thank you, Sita.
Thank you for the violets.
Oh,
I shall take them with me.
Okay, darling. God bless you, darling.
Love for the children.
Yes, thank you. Give them my love, too. I love you.
Bye. Love.
Yes, Sita.
Should
you
very well?
Yes.
It's a little difficult.
Yes, it's a little
difficult. I have a problem.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mickey.
Bye-bye, Mickey.
I'm afraid my tiredness affected.
Yes, exactly,
but nevertheless,
yeah,
we got results.
She
got through.
She came.
And children also.
Yes.
For a few
minutes. Yes. It came through very well.
Next time I will make quite sure I don't go to any late parties. I promise.
No, it doesn't matter. But I think
if
she has a nice holiday,